We want to chant the refuges and precepts somewhat regularly, so let's begin with that this morning, if you have your hymnals. And I want to make a couple of comments about the intonations, about the melody before we start. There's kind of a West Coast accent and an East Coast accent on some of these, and because we're on the East Coast, I feel a little obligation to follow the East Coast accent. So this pops up in the refuges when it comes to Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, all the Gacchamis. On the West Coast, we do it like this. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. But on the East Coast, we do it Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. So I think we should honor the East Coast pronunciation here, even though many of you are from the West Coast and inclined that way. So we'll do the flat on the gacchami today. Then in the fifth precept, there are different ways of the intonation on the second phrase, which is Majjhapamadatthana. The way that Sally and I say it is Majjhapamadatthana. Normally in Pali, if there's a long A or a long accent over a vowel, that's the syllable that gets the emphasis. But it's also the case that when there's a double consonant, like the D-A-T-T, that's also an inclination to emphasis. So some people go datana, but Sally and I are used to datana, accenting the last one. And then on the Magapala Jnana Sa, I've heard different melodies for this. We do it sing-song. Magapala Jnana Sa. Maga, so it's low, high, low, high. Maga, pala, jnana, sa. So maybe just for today, we'll do those bits call and response, just so we kind of get in the same melody, because this is the Forest Refuge Tabernacle Choir, and we want it to really sound good. All right. So let's begin. I think we can do it all in unison until we come to the fifth precept. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Call and response. Sura mereya. Maja pamadatana. Unison. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Unison. Vikala bhojana. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Call and response. Nacha gita vadita. Visukhadasana. Malaganda vilepana. Dharana mandana. Vibhusanatana. Unison. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Unison. Uchasayana mahasayana. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Call and response. Idam me silam. Magapala jnanasa. Pachayo hotu. We've really given the core instructions for mindfulness of breathing that we wanted to share. So this morning I'll just do a short review of the basics. So beginning by sitting comfortably. Feeling relaxed in the body. Letting go of any obvious areas of holding or tension. Let the forehead be smooth. The eyes be soft. And you'll find relaxation is heightened a little if the eyes are a little downcast, as though you're looking at the floor a few feet ahead of you. The jaw can be unclenched. The shoulders dropped. The belly soft. And the hands relaxed. So just settling into the body posture as it is in this relatively relaxed way. It's not always possible to let go of every area of holding or tension, but just whatever is available, releasing that. Sitting with this sense of the body being relaxed, and also let the mind be relaxed. We're not worried about getting anywhere else. Not aiming or striving for any particular outcome or result. Everything wholesome happens in meditation from being in the present moment with acceptance, just the way it is. wholesome development start from the acceptance of the present moment. So we just relax and align ourselves with the way experience is right now, in the body, with sounds, sometimes opening to sounds gives us that spacious quality that Sally has been talking about. It allows everything to be held in a wider space of awareness. Allowing the thoughts to come, allowing them to go. If we resist the arising of a thought, that strengthens aversion. If we pursue the furtherance of thinking, that strengthens greed. Allowing thoughts to come, allowing them to go, that's the middle way. And letting the mood be whatever it is. Also accommodated in the open space of awareness. So connecting again with the body and sitting. Feeling that the full awareness fills the whole body. Wherever you want to attend within the body, awareness is there. And at any time that the breath seems to be leading to striving or tension or searching for outcome, you can just come back to the sense of the body and sitting, resting the awareness within the body. As the body rests with stillness in its posture. And having connected with a sense of the body and sitting, then starting to feel the impact of breathing. Feeling an in-breath. What's happening on an in-breath? Feeling an out-breath. What happens on the out-breath? Might like to feel the breath through the whole body or in a smaller area like the nose or upper lip, the chest or belly. All of these are fine. See what's most suitable for you to keep the attention in the present. As you attend to the breathing in and out, notice how the rhythm of the breath can help to bring calm. You can orient a little bit in that direction. Let me attend to the rhythm of breathing in order to develop calm in the body, and in the mind. And feel free to use any of the skillful means that we've talked about, noting, counting, body scan, beginning, middle, end, or the four-point breathing, eyes, chest, belly, sitting bones. And in all of these, the central thread is simply the breath coming in and the breath going out, being as continuous as possible in your mindfulness of that. You all are so quiet, I sort of hate to disturb the silence by speaking. But I'll be brief. As you're working with the breath, there can be a tendency to regard some of the techniques as beginner's tools. Something like noting or counting. You think, oh, I should be beyond that. I should be able to be with the breath in a continuous way without these supports. But I think that's a misunderstanding of the role of these techniques. I used noting for years and years in my early years of practice, noting rising, falling at the abdomen. And then when I was with Pa Ok Sayadaw for 2.5 months, I counted in virtually every sit because I found that its support helped me stay present more. So find your own way with these tools, but don't regard them as junior. They're not. You know, they can be really helpful at any stage in our practice. But main thing is what works best for you, what keeps the body relaxed and the attention present. So we have a few minutes this morning if there are any questions.